Tonight's sharing is going to be, this is not the title, but discipleship is not for the faint-hearted. And really the title will be Suffering with Christ. And you're like, the S word. I just don't like the S word. So we'll hit it. You know, this is not the new earth. The new earth is coming, and none of this will happen. But as it has been at the time, we have been warned. We've been informed, if you're going to walk this walk, you're in a dark world. Yeah. And this comes with a saying. And so we're going to look at this. And so one of the questions should be, and this is somewhat to do with the Jesus Revolution, which is really an excellent film. But I'll bring information about these present institutions and what they formed and so forth, and what the problem is we have in our society. So there's only like a handful of people who are suffering with Christ in a capacity in relationship to total Christianity. Why? And we're going to find out why. And so I hope, I want to be that person, and I hope anybody else could be that person. But it's not the high, it's not the popular that you're going to get it. And neither was Christ. But so here's just an example. Could Yahushua or the Apostle Paul do a teaching in the Catholic Church today? And every Protestant would say no, which is really sad, because that's who they're supposed to be representing. Yeah. Unless you, could Yahushua or the Apostle Paul be teaching in a Protestant church?
No.
And a Protestant would say, yes, no. And we're going to show you why. And that's who they're supposed to be representing also. They both, would be called heretics. So Yahushua in a church would be called today, in a church would be called a heretic, and so would the Apostle Paul be called a heretic, and we'll see why. And some categories, not as a whole. The enemies, so we got the enemies, and we're born in a country that is fallen, and it has enemies. And so we're going to see the enemies of Yahweh, communists and Democrats, 100% enemy. Okay, so there's no deception there. Communists, socialism, they want to destroy Christ. Understandable. Democrat Party wants to destroy Christ. Want to get rid of the Bible if they could. Understandable. Catholic and Protestants, I'm going to say 85% of them are for what this book says, and 15% of them are against what this book says. So they're about 85% in. 15% are doctrines of demons that they teach. Now you get into where they get these counterfeits, and the Catholic and Protestant teachers are usually the instigators. And they're called false apostles and prophets and deceivers, and they're usually 100% deceived. I mean, 100% against Christ, and they are the great, they're not deceived. They are the great deceivers, and that's, as we'll see, example, with Yahushua's time, and it goes all the way through the world, you know, with Jeremiah, Isaiah, any kind of false prophets. So, the false teachers are in 2 Corinthians 11, and John 8, we don't have to go there. But there are false apostles and false prophets who appear as angels of light. And so where are they going to be? In the church. That's where they live. I mean, if I'm going to attempt to overthrow the body of Christ, that's where I'm going to be. And so what am I going to do is have these people seed demonic doctrines if they can get away with it. And which they have done. And we'll see that.
Plant the seed.
You know, we live in a dark world. You know, say the God of this age is our adversary. That's 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. Which says we live in an evil age, which is Galatians 1:4, chapter 1, verse 4. And we've been delivered from the power of darkness is Acts 26:18 and Colossians 1:13. So we've got to realize, okay, it might seem nice out there, but we live in a spiritual dark place, and it's always been that way, and there's a fight, and to break us down as a unit and to make us submit to false doctrines, and that way we don't have to suffer. So we're going to go to religious people. Here's just an example. You know, religious people, it's usually not the unbeliever, but the religious people murder Christ. And they're going to say, well, that Jews murders Christ. No, they're the religious people murdered Christ. That was the high priest. That was the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the elders murdered the Messiah, their own Messiah. Here is just an example of another situation, too, I hit. King Herod the Great, he's the one who redid the temple. And they said this temple in John 1 took 46 years to make. And so he looked very religious. He was a Hebrew. And he's building this thing for Yahweh, right?
Rebuilding Solomon's temple, you mean?
Yeah. And they redid it, made it bigger. He's also the one who went to murder Christ, Messiah, the same person. Well, wait a minute, that doesn't go at all. Here's the person who rebuilt the temple, and when they found out the Messiah was born, murder him. Mm-hmm. And he didn't murder him, he murdered all the kids, two of them younger. That's the same person. So you have to say, religious people, he's a religious person. You know, as we know, the high priests were and everybody else. The Catholics, now we're talking about Christian, they're going to say that was Jews. The Catholics would have murdered Luther and Calvin if they could get a hold of them. Mm. We know that. Well, that's Christians. The Protestants murdered non-Trinitarians. One of them was Michael Servetus, who wrote a book against the Trinity, and Calvin in Switzerland had him burned at the stake. That was a Protestant, murdered Christians. Who murdered Tinsdale? Protestants. You know, why? Because he put the Bible into English, the New Testament in English. The Protestants murdered the Christian organization, had him burned at the stake. And they guess what? They strangled him first so he wasn't burned alive. So nice of these Protestants. And so you're looking at the history, you're like, wow. So we got to understand where the deception, where things usually are going. So we're going to see now, we're going to see that we're told we're going to suffer with Christ. Now you understand, Christ went against the norm. And he was buffeted for it. And so the apostles went against the norm, the religious doctors that were done at this time. And they didn't like it whatsoever. We're going to go against some of the religious dorms, and they're not going to like it. Now, the good thing is, in the United States, we're not murdered for it. We can just be ostracized. We'll be called a heretic. And that's guess what that is? That's called slander. Like one person said, if they can't discuss with you legitimately a proposition, they go to name calling. Mm. So if I can't, come back and confront, which we're going to see, just come at certain scriptures, you cannot deny this, and then I'm just going to call you a heretic because the end of the, I won the conversation, and they know it, so they just name call now, cult, heretic, and those are all wrong terms anyway. Let's go to Romans 8:16, and we're going to see, we're told we're going to suffer. And most people don't want to suffer, but who am I going to suffer from? It's usually from Protestants and Catholics. Well, I thought that was going to be about the unbeliever. No, it's usually, at least in the United States, in a Muslim country, absolutely you're going to be suffering. From
Syria.
From Muslim, from Islam. And all that's another religious institution who tries to crush Christianity into submission. 8:16. And the Spirit itself bears witness together with our spirit that we are children of Yahweh, and if children, heirs also, heirs indeed of Yahweh, but joint heirs with Christ, if, like these conditions, if at least we are, what?
Suffering
together, in order that we may also be glorified together. 18. For I reckon that unworthy are the sufferings of the present season to be compared with the glory about to be revealed towards us. So, okay, warning. Philippians 1, verse 27. Only in a matter worthy of the glad message of the Christ, be in using your citizenship, in order that whether coming and seeing you or being absent, I may hear the things which concern you, that you are standing fast in one spirit, with one soul joining for the combat along with the faith of the glad message, and not, now watch this, not being frightened in anything by the opposers. Oh, we're going to have opposers? Yes, we're going to have opposers. but not to be frightened, the which is unto them a token of destruction, although of your salvation, and this from Yahweh, because unto you hath it been given as a favor in behalf of Christ, not only in him to believe, but also in his behalf to, what?
Suffer.
You know, to really be a disciple, you know, to be a disciple of George Washington, were you going to have to endure what George Washington was going to have to endure? Yes. You know, to be a disciple of anybody, if my, you know, my mentor is experiencing these things, then I also will experience these things. Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to stay in lockstep with him. Mm-hmm. So, did he take heat? Yes. Was heat given on him? Absolutely. Is heat going to be on me? If I elect it, or I can bend, and like with the Democrat Party and communism, the whole thing is to cancel you, to make you submit. And then guess what? We'll take the heat off. So if you go against us, we'll crush you. And that is the Democrat Party. But if you just submit or be quiet, and Hitler did that with the churches in Germany, he says, you can have your church services, you just can't speak against us. So you can have your religious saying, don't you? And then he also has said, you got to pledge loyalty to me, to Hitler, and everything will be fine. You don't.
He did.
In trouble. And what's his name?
Bonhoeffer.
Bonhoeffer is the one who went and being murdered. Stood against him. Let me see here. Okay, I didn't finish that. Did I get to 30? Yeah. Look at 30. Having the same contest which you have seen in me, and now here to be in me. Yeah, so we'll do that. So, we can't be the servants of men. And so, we're going to find out men pleasing is so important to people. And so, if I want people to come to my restaurant, what do I prepare for them?
What they want.
It's a real simple thing. As a successful restaurant is I give them what they want, consumer wants. And the pastors today are in many cases, they are entrepreneurs for restaurants. And so they give the people what they want. And that fills them up. I don't want to speak something where it empties my place. And we're going to see examples of this. Let's go to Galatians 1:10, and it's called being pleasing man. Galatians 1:10. If anybody is took the heat, it was Apostle Paul too. You're like, man, did you have a mega church? No, I didn't have a mega church. And so we started thinking about this, and we're going to see. You know, it looked like it ended in a disaster, but adversity is coming all the time. Galatians 1:10. For am I even now persuading man or God? Am I not seeking to please man? If I had been still pleasing men, Christ's servant had I not been. So we have a choice to please men. We don't want to be offensive to men or please Christ. And so I'm going to please Christ in the most humble way possible. And if it offends you, so be it. If you're going to go to another church, so be it. And if Christ was here, you wouldn't be here anyway.
Yeah.
Yes, we would. If Jesus was there, no, because he's going to teach against the Trinity. Blasphemy. Yeah. You're a heretic. You're from Satan. He would get the same response. Absolutely.
The way ministers still get him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It just comes with it because that's one of the doctrines of demons that's incorporated in here. And you will either, as a kind of a mark of the beast, you will take this or suffer the consequences.
Yeah.
And guess what? Isn't that the first commandment? Yeah. And so you will break the first commandment, or you will not have a church. That's the opportunity I'm giving you. Wow. Think of that. We go to 2 Timothy 1. Wow, I got to break the first, but I'm doing it for God. So I think, is that all right, God? Yeah, if I break the first commandment? 2 Timothy 1:15. This is him telling Timothy, Wait a minute here. Well, yeah. So here's what Paul did. Well, let's go. Keep your finger here. Let's go to Acts 19:10. And this is just wonderful. Yeah.
Wait a minute now. Give me time here.
Okay, Acts 19:10. And this is Paul. Even more, let's just go with 4 and go through this. These are... Okay. Let's go to 19:1. Good to see the context. It's very important. And this is the other thing that churches basically refused to do. And it came to pass while Apollos was in Corinth, Paul, passing through the upper parts, came to Ephesus, which is Asia, and found certain, which is Turkey, and which found certain disciples. And he said to them, Holy Spirit received you when you believed. And they said unto him, Nay, not even whether this is Holy Spirit did we hear. And he says, Unto what then were you immersed? And they said, Into John immersion. Then said Paul, John immersed with an immersion of repentance unto the people, saying that on him who was coming after him they should believe, that is on Yahushua. And when they heard this, they were immersed in the name of the Lord Yahushua, not in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And Paul, laying hands upon them, the Holy Ruach came upon them, and they began speaking with tongues and prophesying. That comes with the territory. Do churches do that today? Are they speaking in tongues and prophesying? No.
Just away.
And all the men were about 12, and entering into the synagogue, he was speaking boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the kingdom of Yahweh. But when they were hardening themselves, and that's going to happen to us, he's speaking the truth, they're going to harden themselves and refuse to be persuaded, speaking evil of the way, okay, that's what they're going to speak evil of us before the throng. Withdrawing from them, he separated the disciples day by day, reasoning in the school of Tyrannus. And this took place for 2 years, so that all who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Greeks and Jews. Or Jews and Greeks. Wow. Look at that. Mighty works, not the ordinary, God was working through the hands of Paul, who that even unto the sick were being carried from his body handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases were departing from them, and the wicked spirits were going out. So, you're going to say, these guys are converts for the rest of their lives. Let's go to, now we go to Timothy. 2 Timothy 1:15. Remember, those are Asians. Here's to Timothy. Thou knowest this, that all they who are in Asia have turned away from me. Wow.
In
wow.
2 years, yeah.
Could you have a better teacher? Could you have a better mentor? Could you have a person who's an imitator of Christ? Yeah. You had signs and miracles, wonders going. You had everything going for you. Over a period of time, might have been 10, 20, 30 years. It's all gone. It's all gone. So numbers are not necessarily a determinant factor that what you are doing is right.
Yeah.
Now we go to 1 Thessalonians. And so we're all called upon the same situation. Are you willing to do this? Now, 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 6 through 10, this is Thessalonians. And the 6 is the end on the page.
What?
Well, you'll see the verse 6 is missing.
What chapter? Page?
1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6.
I said what page? I can't tell you.
208.
What?
208. You're not even close.
I'm in Hebrews.
Shame, shame, shame.
I mean, there, there. 1 Thessalonians, what?
1:6.
But I'm going to say 6, and you became imitators. That's verse 6. The publishing, they left it all. You might put that in your pen sometime. And you became imitator of us and of the Lord, giving welcome unto the word, and much what?
Tribulation.
With joy of Holy Spirit, so that ye became an example unto all who are coming to the faith in Macedonia and Arcadia. And from you, in fact, hath sounded forth the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Arcadia, but in every place your faith, which is towards Yahweh, has gone forth, so that no need were we to say anything. Let me see here. Yeah, for they themselves concerning us do tell what manner of interest we had unto you, and how you turned unto Yahweh from the idols, to be serving a living and true God, and awaiting a son out of the heavens, whom he awoke from among the dead, Egiro, Yahushua, who is to rescue us out of the anger that is to come. Now we go to chapter 2, verse 14. For you became imitators, brethren, of the assemblies of Yahweh, which are in Judea, in Christ Yahushua, in that the same things ye also suffered by your own fellow countrymen, even as they also by the Jews, who have both slain the Lord Yahushua and the prophets. And here's another thing, too, you're going to know. People will say, well, who killed Jesus? Well, we all killed Jesus. Lie. What does it say right here? The Jews who had both slain the Lord Yahushua and the prophets. Those are the Jews. He just specifically said, and that says in the book of Acts too, you crucified the Lord.
Yeah.
And we got this religious thing where we all crucified Jesus. No, I didn't. That's a lie, because the word says the Jews did it, the high priest and things like that. Who had both slain the Lord Yahushua and the prophets. Well, they're religious. Yes, they are religious. And us have persecuted, and unto God are displeasing, and to all men are contrary, hindering us from speaking unto the nations that they might be saved, to the filling up their own sins continually. But anger has overtaken them at length. 3 verse 4. For even when we were with you, we told you beforehand, we are destined to do what?
Suffer
tribulation, even as also came to pass, and you know. Okay. Now we go to 2 Timothy 3. So, this is what we're signing up for. You can say, well, I'm just not up for that. That's fine. You can keep quiet. You can go to the organizations and not say a word for the rest of your life. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to interpret. You don't have to prophesy. You can actually condone, you know, if you join a church these days, you have to swear an oath, like I'm going to believe in the Trinity, your statement of beliefs, the triune God, so forth. Okay, but I didn't really mean it when I said it. Okay, the point is, Christ is watching all this. Yahweh is watching all this, and you're their children. That's fine. Will you stand the heat? No. You sold out to the world? That's fine. When you come to the new earth, just don't expect a lot. You know, you weren't faithful in that situation. You know, so we got a whole other job that happens on the new earth, which is billions of years, trillions of years of reigning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got yours? Okay. You know, what you sowed, you reaped. You made a decision. That's just fine. Just don't be surprised when we get to the new earth that the people who you think will be in charge are not in charge because they weren't faithful. Where was I? 2 Timothy... 3, 1 through 13. Well, we don't have to go through all that. Let's see here. Let me get right down to it.
You looking for 10?
Well, let's see here. Yeah, that's good. But thou hast closely studied my teaching, manner of life, this is Timothy, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, endurance, persecution, sufferings, what manner of things befell me at Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, what manner of persecutions I endured, and out of all, the Lord rescued me. And what are all these persecutions for? It's just say what we want to hear. Don't ruffle things. Mm-hmm. And that was with the apostles in Acts. Quit preaching in the name of Jesus. And guess what? No persecution. No tribulation.
Yeah.
Silence. That's what it always is. Now we go to second itching ears is the problem in chapter 4, verse 1 through 4. And so you go, why is that? Because we're going to start dealing with certain organizations that were in the Jesus Revolution, that are in the Catholic Church, and the Protestant Church, and in our city, Wichita, too. And so we have to say, okay, I got to be aware of this, how the enemy works, and I work accordingly, but I'm not deceived. And why is the person of this? People have itching ears. And so we gravitate like a restaurant. If you want this course, I'll give you this course. And you find out people really love it. They applaud. Mm-hmm. Chapter 4, verse 1. I adjure thee before Yahweh and Christ Yahushua, who is about to be judging, living in the dead, both as is to his foreshining and his kingdom, proclaim the word. This is our position. Well, this is actually to Timothy. Proclaim the word. Take thy position in season, out of season. Revince, or convince, rebuke, encourage. It all comes with it. Convince, rebuke, encourage. With all long suffering and teaching. For there will be a season when the healthful teachings they will not endure. But according to their own covetings will they unto themselves heap up what? Teachers. Because they have an itching ear, and from the truth indeed their ear will they turn away. That's what Asia did. That's what the Galatian church was doing. They were trying to get circumcised again, and you're like, you guys are nullifying everything that we did. The only reason you're getting circumcised is because you're taking heed if you're not circumcised. All right, that's why you're doing it. And from the truth indeed their ears will turn away, while unto the stories they will turn themselves aside. Now, so the Jesus Revolution. So I've done a little research, and which is a great movie. You know, not discouraging that. Everybody needs to go see it. But historically, would Christ teach in their? Would they allow Christ to teach in their church? And they would not. You're like, wow, how is that? And I'll show you why. So here it is. Now, you can look this up on Google. Mega churches. A mega church is one that has 10,000 members. And in the Calvary Chapel, and that's where the show is based on, Calvary Chapel in Costa Mesa. In the Calvary Chapel episode, there are 7 mega churches. That's 10,000 plus all throughout the United States. 7 mega churches. And what we're going to find out is, if you read the book or see that, he came from Four Squares. So Chuck Smith came from Four Squares, which was a place that manifested the Holy Spirit. They spoke in tongues, they prophesied. But what we're going to see is that's no longer part of their church, of these mega churches, in their statements of beliefs. And that's where the power, if you remember Lonnie Frisbee, started the Word of Knowledge, Word of Wisdom, delivering people by walking by the Spirit. It doesn't exist in these churches. And why you can say that is, well, I can look at their statement of beliefs. And so here it is, if you're on our email list, I'm going to send all these statement of beliefs where you can look at. But here's Calvary Chapel of Costa Mesa. That's where Chuck Smith was. Now, and his statement of beliefs, we believe the Bible is the inspired, inerrant, and authoritative Word of God. The Bible is the final authority in every area it addresses for every individual Christian as well as for the church collectively. Everybody does that. Next statement is not in the Bible. You just nullified your statement. We believe there is one God who eternally exists as three persons. Chapter and verse doesn't exist. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We believe that all things were created by Him and for Him. And then we believe in God the Son. We believe in the Holy Spirit. It doesn't say God the Holy Spirit. And it goes all the way through here, but not one thing about Spirit. There's not one thing about manifestations, which is so sad, you know, that was done away with. And I just read his book, and he kind of separated himself from Four Square when he started this. Because a lot of times they were doing it out of order. And so people would just start speaking in tongues in the meetings, or they start running around the churches and things like that, and slaying the Spirit. So it was all out of order, which is rightfully so, because that's not part of the Word. But he does believe in that God will create a new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness will dwell. And so they got the new heaven and new earth there. That is his. We look at the vineyard, and that's where Lonnie Frisbee ended up getting. There's vineyards right now. And they believe in the Trinity too, God the King and the Holy Trinity. Okay. And so I've got their statements right here. Now, one good thing about it, that's not in these others, and also Harvest. Harvest Christian Fellowship is Greg Laurie. He's the main character in the Jesus Revolution. He's actually a Southern Baptist now. So it's part of a Southern Baptist organization. So there's no manifestations of the Spirit either. And it's the Trinity. But here is on the vineyard, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We believe that the Holy Spirit was poured out on the church on the Pentecost in power, baptizing. Good. We believe that the Holy Spirit indwells every believer in Jesus Christ and that He is abider, teacher, guide. We believe in the feeling of or empowering of the Holy Spirit. Okay, that's true. So that's one thing that vineyards does right. You still got the Trinity. So when you're looking at that 15%, 85% right, are these churches helping people? Yes. Are they helping the poor? Yes. Do Catholics have Catholic hospitals? Yes, I go to one of them.
Yeah.
So they can do 85% very beneficial things. Are they loving their neighbor as themselves? Yes. They're helping the orphans, trying to go against abortion? Yes, yes, yes. And so, but you've got to say, that's great. I'm not trying to slander them, but you've got to realize the 15% is demonic. So in there, embedded in them, and everybody knows you can't pray to Mary, for goodness sakes. But one institution that's very right that Christ would speak in is the Way Ministry.
Yeah.
It's the Way Ministry. And the Way Ministry, same thing with Scriptures. It's real simple. You can say the Word of Yahweh is where we get all the information. That's it. That's what buys what I believe. I must say what's in the book. I can't say triune God. Well, it doesn't say triune God. I can't say God the Son. It doesn't say God the Son. And actually, I'm breaking the first commandment. I am Yahweh thy God. Thou hast no other gods besides me. And then the other thing is, here's 1 Corinthians 8:6. All right. For there is one God the Father, of whom is all things. There's one God the Father, of whom are all things, and we for Him. And one Lord, Yahushua Mashiach, through whom are all things, and we through Him. Why don't they have that on the second verse? How about 1 Timothy 2:5? There's one God and one mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus. Those two verses are blasphemy in the church. So the Word of Yahweh is not on their statement of beliefs, but it's blasphemy, but on here it is, the Word of Ministry. We believe in one God, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, whom God raised from the dead, and we believe in the working of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I mean, that's right on. Heretics! 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 Now watch whatever they say. And 9, we believe in the receiving of the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the power from on high, and the corresponding 9 manifestations of the Holy Spirit for all born-again believers.
Wow.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 12.
Heretics, yeah.
1 Corinthians 12 and 14.
Everybody hates the way.
Vineyard doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Harvest Christian, Greg Laurie doesn't do that. But they got 10,000 members. Harvest has 15,000 members. I mean, huge masses, and you don't do any of that. So the point is, thank God for them. They're great, but they are not going to make the test when it comes down to suffering for Christ, because when you go against the Trinity, the beast comes on you mightily. And that's just like the beast will not let people buy in the book of Revelation. If you don't have the mark of the beast, you can't buy. Mm-hmm. If you are not a Trinitarian, you're not welcome in this church. Yeah. If you don't break the first commandment, you're not allowed in this church. So, I guess that's about it. We'll just stop there.
Well, I feel real good now.
I said, the suffering of Christ. Oh, you be ready. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Like fighting.
I've made my choice. Now, I'm older now, but I made my choice, and I can go to these churches, but I'm going to say, here's who I am. And if they say, get out of here, I don't care. You know, I'm not going to try to, you know, steal your membership, but I'm not going to say this, and I'm going to give you. So any churches that we've been to, you know, we've been to Trinitarian churches all over the place, and in their offering plate, I give them a card to go to our website.
We're
simple. I give them a chance to get delivered. You know, so we'll go ahead and hear from our Heavenly Father according to 1 Corinthians 14. Hey, would any church do that? What's 1 Corinthians 14:39?
Therefore, be zealous to prophesy, do not forbid to speak in tongues.
Do they even pay attention to 1 Corinthians 4? It doesn't exist. We're just torn it out of our Bible. And that's even true with Vineyard. They don't do publicly manifestations in order. You know, we're, like we do, you speak in tongues and you interpret in order. You prophesy in order. And, okay, we'll go ahead and manifest. Well, Father, we thank you for these words. Be zealous and be excited about who I am in you and who I and that I abide in you, that you are my sons and daughters in whom I am well pleased, in order to crown with the crown of righteousness as you walk forth in doing my will and operating as my voice and my hands and my feet. Through Christ our Lord, amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
See you next week.